not much has changed, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not sure where Matt is. We're not sure where DT is right now. And really, Landon and Adams are getting all the reps right there. We're filtering in some other guys just in case, the emergency guys right now. But, yeah, we're thin. We thought we'd be getting some guys back, but we'll have to wait and see about that.
And that's when Matt wasn't clear today, I assume.
He did some things. He was limited, but I don't know the official status. It's still protocol.
What is Nate Carson Wentz? I mean, I saw a stat, 78.2% completions against the blitz. Is it the protection schemes they're running? Is it him? What's been the key to him getting away from the pressure?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good football player. I mean, I really didn't know what to expect because I hadn't studied him. And then as you get deep into it, you know, with the extra week, and you know, I got a lot of film, I'm impressed with him. Our players are very impressed with him. He's a big, strong, athletic quarterback that I think shows a lot of intelligence. Like when you look at, sometimes you see rookie quarterbacks that worry more about getting the ball somewhere than worrying about moving a safety with his eyes. Or, you know, move, but he does that. I think he's well coached. I mean, Frank and Doug obviously are both former NFL quarterbacks, so he's getting some really good coaching there. And I just think they've been real efficient with what they've been doing with him. They've been in a lot more manageable situations because of the run game and the things they're doing, so I think that's helped him have that completion percentage. And he obviously was ready to go out there and play. They made the move, pulled the trigger, and it's worked out pretty good for him.
Has Adams played well enough at safety where even if you were getting guys back, he would, like, would you leave him in there? What's your philosophy on
that? Well, the only way to answer that question is to get somebody back, have them get out there, see how they're doing, and then make a decision who plays. But we're at the point of the season where a lot of guys are going to have to play. Somebody may walk out there and be the starter. But I think they're all going to have to play. I think he's done a solid job. Look, you're talking about somebody that originally he got cut at the 53, brought back on the practice squad. And I'll tell you what, he's taken full advantage of his opportunity. So he's the guy right now. He's the guy we roll with. So.
Steve, when you... Sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
That's okay.
When you just think about a division game at NFC East, it's playing pretty well right now. What words come to your mind when you just think about, you know, the type of games that you play in the division and where the division's at right
now? Yeah, we talk always, Ben talks a lot about it, that these divisional games count as two. You know, you gotta win your division first, and in everybody's opinion, before you can do all the other things you want to do. Make the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, all that. So it begins there. So we've had two opportunities. This would be the third. And we've talked a lot about this being an NFC East divisional game, what it means, the rivalry, past Philadelphia Giants games. We've done a lot of that talk, and I think rightly so. It's an important one.
Do you like your matchup? I mean, you don't have your safeties where you thought they would be, but with your cornerbacks, you know, in Philly, their receivers are getting, you know, hit a little bit because they don't make a lot of big catches, things like that. Do you like your matchup going against their receivers with the guys you have to cover?
I'll tell you what I do like. I like that our guys are back and healthy. I like the fact that we're able to get Eli out there and maybe get Dominique back inside. And you know, if you've seen enough of our games, you know these guys have been in a lot of different places. We'd like to settle in and have them in certain spots. So it feels like that now. It feels more like we were at the beginning of the season, which is a good thing. Everybody we line up against, in our opinion, is an all-pro. That's how we treat them. And we just hope at the end of the game, you know, we've done better than them. But I'm just happy that the guys are healthy right now.
You move Vernon around and JPP. You're going to flip their sides a little bit. How much of that had to do with Olivier's wrist? And
there was some of it had to do with that, yeah. And then there's comfort level and there's matchups and who they have at the two tackle spots. So there's a lot of things to go into it. But that had something to do with the movement of both those sides.
You feel more comfortable keeping him on the right side now? Is he healthier to that point?
To be honest with you, I haven't dug deep into that. I really rely on Pat and Z and OV and JPP to figure that out. Look, they can. What's nice is they're both willing to play either side, and they both feel like they can do it. Now, when the hand issue, you know, was a factor, I think OV felt more comfortable over on the left side. He's getting better. He's getting healthier. So what we do with them moving around, we'll see going forward. But it's nice to know that they can do both.
Now that we're at the midway point of the season, do you guys kind of let Kennard play go a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. No, he's going to get in that play. A little bit of it, I told you this before, a little bit has been dictated by what the offense puts out for personnel. I was very happy with what he did over in London in some passing situations. So we need to kind of get him oiled up. But everybody's got a role. I talked to the guys after they came back after the bye week, that as we self-scouted and looked at the film, there are some guys we want to make sure are healthy as we get toward the end of the season. They may get less reps. We've got guys that kind of deserve to play a little bit. I like it when everybody has a role, so we're trying to do that.
What made you assess your pass rush to this point, and did what Vernon did in London, how he played in that game, excite you for maybe what can come?
Yeah, that London game has been so long ago. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we did some good things. I know they only got 10 points, so we must have done something right. Look, all we're hoping for, I tell these guys this all the time, what we're trying to do is be better today than we were yesterday. So if we're doing that, then that's good. That has nothing, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with where we started, where we were. If we can be better today than we were yesterday, we're getting somewhere. We don't find out what that's going to be like till we get in the game, but I'm hopeful that guys are finding their groove. We're midway through the season, everybody knows what they're doing, and we can play some good aggressive defensive football.
He's not a guy that's going to tell you how hurt he is.
No, absolutely not.
But how much have you seen, how much do you think he can get better if he's healthier in the second half of the year?
Well, look at it. I mean, obviously we thought he was a pretty premier football player, and he's been that at times, at flashes. But I do know the hand has affected him. I think we all know that. But you hit the nail on the head. That's never going to be an excuse. He's not going to take himself out because of it. He's practiced all the time. I mean, there are times he keeps his hand out of there. He's being smart with it. But I think he's like all of us as we're standing here. I'd like him to be 100%. I'm not so sure it's there.
You guys last year, I mean, you talked coming out of the bye and all the self-scouting you were able to do. From an emotional standpoint, do you think back to last year where you guys were when you came out of the bye and it seemed like you were in control of the division, and then the game down in Washington was the first game back, and it just seemed like everything changed?
Yeah, until you just said that, I really couldn't remember the whole scenario. What was our record going into the bye?
5-5.
Oh, we had a late bye.
But you were in first.
And then we went down to Washington and we lost that game.
Washington, it was 16.
Can you tell I haven't really thought about it? And honestly, I'm being honest, I really haven't. Each year, you know, stands on its own. I'm more focused on what's going on right now.
Division looks pretty good this year, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you'll see it, you've scouted everybody.
No
now.
Question. And when you, and Dallas has just gotten better and better since we played them. Confident. Washington's winning games. I saw it at the end of the. Yeah, they played Cincinnati and London, right?
They tied.
Yeah. They almost won it. Actually, both teams had chances. And look, Philadelphia. That's a good football team. I'm impressed with the quarterback. I really am. I didn't really know what to expect. But I think they're happy.
What about him?
You think you're going to get a... We look at the schedule, and all of a sudden they put a rookie quarterback in there early. Everybody gets excited about playing a rookie quarterback if you're on defense, but he doesn't look like a rookie to me. He really doesn't. Not the way he functions. Athletic. I'll give you one thing that impressed me right off the bat. He throws the ball as good going left as I've ever seen a right-handed quarterback do it. I think he's really good at that. He's well coached. I didn't see any of the college games because I didn't study him, but obviously won a lot of games. I know that. He's pretty good.